tete our community on banana the Kiribes Voice FM 104.6.
Welcome to the Kiribes Voice program, FM 104.6 with Charles. And today I have a guest with me, and this is Therese Mangus from Pacific Vision Aotearoa. And it is so lovely having a great company, and I hope you will certainly join me for the next hour. Kia ora, Bravinaka, and the Kona Maori. Before we start, we normally start with a song, and I would like to play a music item, and after that, we will continue straight into the interview session with Therese Mangus. Also on the program, I will update you with the weather forecast, and also we've got some community notices. And the rest of the program, I will entertain you with some Kiribes music. We also have another interview with the community law services, and that is around the legal session. So stay tuned.
Kim, the point they get the cuckoo.
www.kdbus.gov.nz/kdbus Kana kota ku pake na mata America yan to tuani kamakuri ada ta ko sanang ra kito ye ye ku tai ya pa ere kena ba yona ko ina o si konani popoki tarapo na kon na context center the bota kini makuri e Ministry of Business Innovation and Employment in the number e ake wa nu ake ake wo wa ake wo wa ake wo wa ake ako na meori min maran kiri pa saan tatai yoi nangin kukura ingane yorona ki ingane tatai yoi ingane te meroro e saranda ba te waste reduction is our responsibility and I would like to welcome our talent and this is Therese Mankos from the Pacific Vision Aotearoa and te kia orana and welcome to the show it is so lovely having your company and thank you for making the time to join our listeners at this time so how are you Therese?
Kona Māori and kia ora ana, Charles. And kia ora ana tātou ka tōtoa I te aroa mātou o te atua. Thanks again for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm very well today. I've actually just come from a community garden network meeting just down the road, so it's very appropriate that today we're going to be talking about growing health.
Okay.
And how to grow food.
Mm. So if I may give you the time to introduce the topic that you'll be covering, just in a nutshell, and also we go from there. And I understand that we'll be looking at reducing rubbish by growing our own food. So this is a very exciting topic. So, yeah, once again, thank you for that. And I'll give you the time now to take it from here.
Well, our purpose for PVA is to take care of our whenua and the moana. And we're weaving in our cultural wisdom. So for us, that's around going back to how we used to do things, which is growing our own food. Whether it be down in the village gardens or now that we live in the beautiful city of Tāmaki Makaurau in our own backyard.
Yep.
You know, so it's not new to us, but, you know, these things changed when the boats arrived and supplied us with all this other types of food, the processed, the sugary, the low-value food. So we've kind of really got separated from how we used to do things and because we are gardeners, we're cultivators, and yep. We used to be living within the kind of natural elements of the world around us. You know, we use the tides, the moon, the sun, the stars, and so that we could know when to plant and we knew when to rest and when to harvest. And this is the knowledge that I believe that we're losing. And so I'm really excited to reclaim and revive that knowledge. And it's quite timely just right now. We were just talking about Matsuriki, and that, you know, right now in Aotearoa, this is a time that we celebrate the new year of Matsuriki Rising, or Puanga, depending on where you live in Aotearoa. And this is a time, you know, that all the food has been harvested and stored, and it's a time to reflect, and it's a time to celebrate, and a time to remember those that have passed. So it's a very special time of the year. And I've just learnt that in Kiribati we say Te Ririki Ai Bou. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Te Ririki Ai Bou. Yeah, that's the one. That sounds real exciting. Can you expand on what are some of the benefits of gardening?
Well, on top of the economic benefits, you know, it's going to save you money because you're creating a supermarket in your own backyard. But there's also the health, the social and environmental benefits. And there's been many studies done by health organisations to prove all the health benefits from gardening. There's the typical, as we know, physical activity, just the going out there and digging, is very good for one's physique, and especially in these days in our lives where we're pretty sedentary, I've got to say. We just go from the house to the car and to work. Yeah. And then there's obviously the mental health aspect. You know, the pure act of getting our hands in the dirt is so wonderful. We're connecting with nature, with the rhythms of the garden. We can observe what's happening with the trees and the plants around us, with the birds and the insects. They all tell us something. And even the worms and the biology of the soil is giving us life and understanding. And I use the garden myself as a bit of a sanctuary. You know, it's a quiet space to go to when I, you know, the kids are pretty noisy in the house, so there's no kids in the garden, and the plants don't answer back to you. So it's a real calm place for me in my world of chaos. So I really need to get out there more. And it's also my spiritual place. It's a place where I go to reflect, remember, or just acknowledge the blessings in life. If I've got a big decision to make, or I'm finding things a bit chaotic, that's a great place for me to go. It's my respite, place of respite. So not only is it going to provide me with kind of this nutrition from growing my own food, knowing that there's no chemicals on it, but it keeps me sane. Yeah, so it gives me the kind of full-rounded, holistic well-being.
I like the way you put it there. And now, if we are to ask, how do we get started with a garden?
Well, this is really good timing that I've come on air today, because if you live out in West Auckland, there's a program that's been going for a wee while now, for a couple of years. It's called My Backyard Garden Project, and it's the brainchild of a very passionate young Westie. His name's Brent Maggs, and he's got a lot of energy, and he believes that everybody should have a backyard garden. And he's already put in over like 300 gardens in Waitakere and Māngere, Rotorua and up north. So Pacific Vision Aotearoa are working alongside Brent and Healthy Families Waitakere to put in some more gardens out west. They've actually got some funding to do this. So we want to connect with families, and we want to connect with families that can come to a local community garden or hub space where they can learn and grow together. So I want to put this forward to our Kiribati families in West Auckland and connect them to the Rānui Community Garden, which is familiar to some of the families already. And this, the project is based on an exchange of commitment. So there will be an expectation to come along to a couple of workshops, the first one being a composting workshop where you'll learn how to compost, and then you'll take home a free compost bin to get started. Then after, you know, 6 or 8 weeks, you'll come back again for a gardening workshop. So we'll learn, we may break down some pellets, but we may, we'll do learn how to do lasagna gardening, and then you'll, at the end of that session, go home with your free garden to start doing that at home and implement what you've learned. So there's an expectation of some commitment, and then throughout the growing season we'll run some workshops where families can come back and learn the next stages of, you know, raising seeds and when to plant what and all that kind of thing.
So why should we get involved?
Gardening is a great thing, as we've already mentioned, for our health. But, you know, today we buy things from the supermarket that are drowning in packaging. So this is where the waste factor comes in quite a bit, because even I go and aghast at how eggplants are even wrapped in glad wrap. So just the mere act of growing food is going to reduce what we throw out and what's filling up our rubbish bins. And, you know, it's really important to know where our food comes from. So by growing our own, we know what we've put into it. So we know that there's been no chemicals used in what's been used to make it. But there's also another important thing that's about to happen very shortly, which is from the 1st of July, the petrol tax comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything is going to get more expensive. Everything across the board, especially food. So just by growing, you don't have to grow everything that you eat, but just a few things will help reduce that cost. And, you know, just to get started, just whatever is easy, connect into a local community garden, and in that bump space is where you meet people that have that same kind of enthusiasm, and they might grow tomatoes better than you, so you might just do what you're good at and do some and have an exchange happening. I think that whole returning to the days when we used to trade would be a great thing. Mm-hmm. And the whole family can get involved. Yeah. Get the kids involved. They might like to grow strawberries or cherry tomatoes, or someone in the family might want to grow corn.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's lots of aspects to it, but basically we want to provide you with the resources to get started, give you the support so you know what to do, and keep that going throughout the growing season, and let's just see where this takes us. It's a bit of a golden opportunity.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. So waste reduction is our responsibility, and that is the session that we are talking about with Therese Mankos from the Pacific Region in Aotearoa. And one of the best ways to reduce rubbish is officially to grow your own food or grow your own garden. And thank you, Therese, for this great opportunity that you come and able to share with our listeners. Now, how do we find more about these materials, and also these? How do we find more about the services that you're providing?
Sure. Well, tomorrow night at the Kiribati Community Group gathering at the Pacifica Arts Centre at Corbin's in Henderson, Brent and I will come along and we'll explain the whole program and how you can get involved and register. So that's a great place to come. We'll be there from 8 or 8:30.
Yep.
So please come along, or otherwise you can message us on our Facebook page, Pacific Vision Aotearoa, or there's a Facebook group also called My Backyard Garden Project. So either one is fine, and we'll look forward to meeting the families.
Well, and thank you so much for your time. It is a lot of preparation, and we look forward to our next session the next time.
Meitaki.
Game and Banan Kid Best Voice FM 104.6. Ko pesina rabo te meto nona ya ang kainu nto ake sana ana kwa ngani tapi ko te misi me kainu me kana kwa awi interview na de te churata ke palata bale ane kani sana kana kwa ngani ana meruru ngani na ngai ang kani de yon de liko session ane kani te doa te misi me kainu.
I
And kia ora. It is lovely having your great company. We have now come to our legal session on air with Ia Faletau from the Community Law Services. And I would like to welcome Ia Faletau. She's our educator on the program. Kona Māori and Kowara, how are you here, Faletau?
Yes, hi Charles, very good. Always good to be on the program for our legal session here on Planet FM.
Yeah, and can you tell our listeners the brief overview of the session and we go from there?
Yeah, so today we'll be covering our part four of consumer rights. So last week we spoke about your rights as a consumer when it comes to services, and also we touched base on your rights when it comes to purchasing goods. So this session today will just be a brief overview of the consumer rights under the Consumer Guarantees Act. And so basically, there are certain guarantees that are given under the Act. So under the Consumer Guarantees Act, there are promises every time or guarantees we buy goods and services for our own personal or household use. So this is basically goods that are bought from somebody who's in trade. And in regards to the goods, the Consumer Guarantee Act says that the goods must be, for example, of an acceptable quality, so they must be safe, fit for its purpose, and free from defects. On top of that, under the Consumer Guarantees Act, they must also be fit for the particular purpose you have told that the supplier for. Match the description, for example, if the model or sample is shown to you, it must match that description. And on top of that, you must also, or you are entitled to good, to have good legal titles. So basically, no security or other interests registered against the goods that you have brought. Also, on top of that, there are other guarantees. For example, it must be of a reasonable price, so the price must be set that is reasonable. If no price has already been set before, if you've agreed for the goods to be delivered, it must be arriving on time and in good condition. And on top of that, there must also be spare parts or repair facilities available. If this does not apply, if the trader has told you that, you know, there it is limited availability before you buy it. So basically, those are the guarantees under the Consumer Guarantees Act in regards to goods. Mm. On top of that, there are also guarantees when it comes to services.
Yeah.
So this is an example that the service will be carried out with reasonable skill and care. It must be fit for the purpose in which you told the supplier that you're wanting the services for. And it must be also complete within a reasonable time and given or carried out with a reasonable price. So basically, if there's no agreement that's ready made, the price must be reasonable and what a reasonable or fair person would be expecting to pay for those goods and their services.
So what can you do if the product or the services do not meet those promises?
So it depends on whether the faults are minor or major. So if the faults are minor, then you must give the trader an opportunity to fix the problem. And so basically the trader can choose to either fix it, replace, or give you a refund. So if the fault is major, then you have the choice of either asking for it to be fixed or get it replaced or have a refund. But the first opportunity you must give to the trader if there is a fault in it. So So in regards to the services, you can either cancel the contract for the services, you can get a refund for the money you have already paid, or you can pay to get the failure fixed elsewhere and claim the reasonable cost of doing so from the supplier. So those are just basically some of the things or the avenues that you can take if the, you know, the products or services do not meet those promises under the Consumer Guarantees Act.
Okay, so if you are happy to give some tips that you can give our listeners for handling consumer problems.
Yeah, so if there are problems, first and foremost, it's important to get the facts straight. So basically gather any evidence, any papers or receipts or contracts that relate to the problem. On top of that, you can contact the supplier by phone or by writing and address your complaint to the manager. There are other avenues as well. So, for example, when you are going to request for a replacement or a refund, I think it's important that you actually explain what is wrong with the goods or the service and what you actually want out of it. So what remedy you're wanting from this person who you're buying it off with or the person who's doing you that service. If you are asking for them to solve the issue, it's important that you also specify a certain time or a certain date that you wish for it to be completed by, just so that everyone's clear on the terms and what's going to happen next. And eventually, if you can't resolve the problem with the trader, you can always take it or consider taking the complaints to the dispute tribunal.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the dispute tribunal. So can you provide us with more information about making a claim to the dispute tribunal, please?
Yeah, so like the dispute tribunal is not the same as an ordinary court. So the dispute tribunal is inexpensive. So basically, it allows for flexibility and it's very quite informal compared to the normal courts. So there are no lawyers or judges in the dispute tribunal. But while the law is very important, the tribunal also looks at what is fair and just in the circumstances. So the disputes are generally heard by a trained referee, and these are appointed because of their personal qualities, their knowledge or their experience within the area. I mean, some of them tend to have law degrees but are not necessarily lawyers. So basically what happens is that the referee tries to work with the two sides of the dispute to see if they can reach an agreement, and if they cannot reach an agreement, the referee can then make a decision. So if you're wanting to make a claim in the dispute tribunal, what you can do is you basically fill in a claims form and file it at your local district court. And so basically you can get a copy of this off the district court or your local community law center or even your citizens advice bureau. The dispute tribunal can only hear disputes to the value of up to 15,000 or 20,000 if both parties agree. So basically the value and how much you're claiming also matters when you are or if you do decide to take a claim in the dispute tribunal. So the fees in regards to making a claim, if it is less than 2,000, the fee is $45. Or if your claim is less than 5,000, but more than 2,000, it's basically $90 for that fee, and $180 if your claim is $5,000 or over. So it just basically depends on the nature of your dispute and how much you're wanting to claim.
And are you able to get someone to represent you? Oh, we seemed to disconnect accidentally. So I'll play a music item and in order to resolve the issue.
Hello?
Oh, there you go. You're back again. Yeah, I seemed to lose you a while ago. So, yeah. So, are you? And my last question is around: are you able to provide a support person or a a lawyer to represent you in the case?
Yes. So, with the dispute tribunal, generally lawyers are not able to be there, basically because of the way that the dispute tribunal is. But you can bring a support person. So, for example, a family member or a friend, if you feel like you need that extra support while your matter is being heard.
Okay. Now, we have come to the end of our interview. Any final tips to our listeners?
Yes. So just finally, because this is a summary of our Consumer Guarantees Act, if you are buying goods and services, just know that you are covered under the Act. If you're buying those goods and services from a trader, or if, you know, you're buying it for your personal or household use. So those guarantees are there to protect you as a consumer. And if anything arises where you cannot resolve the dispute, or, you know, you can't get a refund or you can't get it returned, you can always file a dispute in the disputes tribunal, a claim in the disputes tribunal. And basically all you need to do is prove that your side of the story and that, you know, the other side did not keep to what they promised.
And thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to the next session next week. We'll take care of yourself, and that is, of course, our lovely lawyer, Ia Faletau. You stay warm during the summer, during this winter.
Thank you. Yet
Amen tu kunani ya karo ira nakan dar tai ebon tapi wa utai men kiyo te mis mako ya sar kunan tu kinar kangura ai bukin te tepungai abon ti me tona ba kamona ndai ta te ora ni ka katoa kan me pungin panan kiribas yo New Zealand ni ka crossover kiribas kam not a gate on the ere te ni fully joa bauro taurora anen te crossover kiribas de kangura pon men te te wa ono ante montairik wani on FM 89.0 crossover kiribas an ni gaga to han mepon on data de king kan ni data king nan ni kom kon kan ni ni mang ong ran ban an kiribas era ki pa ti tapo kia kia an ni bet men ja to bina ti 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 ta dikena pente kan mepon un kar ko a ti nu kan pon ja wo wa ale kam na ge lon ten chao san ni ti ni tato ni tata yu kam rita kena pei ngane nta kong ra ne me rong ro ka ari ki ke pai ki ar re ba kir pasen kai ane men te pota kini ka ro bara ari te broadcasting publication authority me kir pas o ane ngane ari ere is ko sere is ko ngane ne yo kong ra ari kir pasen kai te me to ra ne te yo uri ga te kong ra yo ka te me to aki ka na kwa o ka bo aki i ron te pacifica migrant services o yo buki ya pundana new migrant to kora ki ya spargo yo New Zealand ka mi kan ki pas o ka inte tu varu ki ka ndapa ora tete ni ki pas o skana kora beto kora yo in the program yo inte te tete ni matang te na ni interviews pa spunta ki te ni ya rata no ora ki ki e no wana pende ki spanga ya ai ka aka ka wa ki o ro no ai ka apunga nei buki ya pa ya ne kona an koroi ai ya pebeli ki era ne ki pa ano make a informed decisions. Ah, kona mea rikimen parayan kiribas voice, FM 104.6. Kam kona nakon tara website at www.planetaudio.org.nz/kiribas. Ah, ngay roa mitin Charles, nda kong ora ayo. Tapi wa minis mangkai. Ah, nda da yo isa niyo ayo pa sana mga kana kwa tukura ng kani. Ari isa na ba nina yang kani sana ngora tukuna aleka na tawa ngalim.
It's a boy now say Mr. A-Lo. Talking about L-O-V-E, you know. Sing it for me, Maria. My pony, kasi kanando.
Kona mera mena banana kia the best voice. FM 104.6. Skangora pun me yon Auckland in New Zealand. And today yon gani gansi lakina koi mkinga ne te skangora. Tara kano an tika ino amita yo. E ako tako san niya ngoyo. Ako ata uraya pa kona koroya. Tara. Tako kona koroya ya. Oto an ningay. Oto tara kano an an tata yan. E kwa wa. Nga katoa ririki nti pime uwan sura yo. Sika kauringa arun nara tukani kai ngay ratana ni kia the best. Ntabo ay kako akoro. Ntabo kisi meka ya in John Napa. Yon kiri pas te pundurunga era pundang te raka ipena kito apun te turunga e pundang in korobu burana. Saksi yan, ngayra na pa yon New Zealand, nanun nara kiri pas communities, kito ay nanun na para bota ginaro, kito apun inanun na rausu. Sipun pa rin, ti matuwa na pa, nika kamuamu o nika buburana pa, ara buka meru, ibukin te kaurungayan nara tukan kain to kain amata. Ndadilika yo, o enang inikorot at Tena pui meru aiwa ngane, ara ririki ngane ni ino ameta. Are, te sika hoa pa sasan tau teaka pon i raura, ntara rua arun narawaki, me te bota na ameta, pon i pon naru inaru naraka i riri. Ntai ka pakana kongko ai main te kente ino ameta i raura, sika kairaki, pen tau teaka naki, kite te kairaka arawaki, ilon te tau teaka ni puritan. Me te ririki tangaru USB meru aiwa, Era kira orang di nama ta, ada sangat nak ibu senang pun tahu piakin arora, senang pun piakiria arun narawaki, arun ara future ngaira meru kara kita day, tepat itu nama ta. Ayo tu tukan kain awira, no koi, terang kanuan, terang buka meru, ko kana sepawai yang terdiriyo, yo kita kain no koi, ke ko pun kana, nipun sepawai yang koi rorom. Aning kanne ay pun taka katikira ina pa no kaim kanne ngayon kit men na kongora ayo at Kilbas Voice FM 104.6 taka kaita una pa no kaim kay kukuna na pani karikya na pandan dan ma ay pun taka katikira ina sa celebration at ako na waki ay intira makay na po yaroko asita do watabu man kay yon Auckland ay ina karawa kita buka meru dabu ime awan suray de Otahuu Recreation Center ane yon hota u ena korawa ki pan mente kono bong ane ganda te buka meru ale bubura me te taka koro ebon emu ana ki pan mente te wiki ane e te katene bong ka bong kanime bong pukinta pan ino korona amona rita ki me ami kaunsera rana ki pati New Zealand ki libas national council ki tarapata ale posia tenani ki libas communities awan kakaunga iya ipukinta iya buka meru nara ginda kaino apata Pasal apa ibu kita mesti, yang kekiri kaki, orang apa, tapi nana bayu anda mikau orang apa nanti kita pas, voice FM 104, nukon tu wiki, enaroko, mereka yari kaya enaroko ini, kena tikarai nampu wiki ini, ayo, sama po nukon tu wiki, ay maira, sabomo.
Dari siya kan kita pas, naya kata ya awa yete ada.
Apa nanti kita pas voice radio FM 104.6.
Sea and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. But on that clear day,